Good evening, everyone. Let's see if we're going live. There we are. Good evening, everyone. It's a late one on a Friday night, and I thought, you know what, better late than never, because I was very, very close to not jumping on live tonight. But I said to myself, you know what, I need to make sure I'm holding myself accountable. 5 days a night or 5 days a week is not unrealistic. It's just a few things got more in the way of things, so I need to get them off my list. And honestly, yeah, like I said, almost didn't go live because I was a bit tired afterwards. But Nancy, my wife, credit to her, she was like, get it done. You won't be upset with yourself that you've got 5 days this week. So if anyone out there is thinking that they struggle with accountability, don't worry, it happens to me too. And if you feel like you do not have accountability in your life, well, I actually think you need to get some. And that's exactly what happened over there. It just depends on how you want to respond to accountability, because some people can be very abrasive towards being held accountable, being told that they wanted something and they hold themselves to it. They actually get very defensive to it. So you know what? Not for everybody, but we all know that accountability works. That's why we have bosses at our jobs. Anyway, that's not the point of today's topic. Today's topic is a little bit different. And just in case, if you have any questions, feel free to add them in the comments section, and I'll be sure to add them into the answers at the back and at the back end. So tonight, what are we talking about? Well, first of all, how does it work? Well, this is my podcast and I actually just go live. So if you have any questions, feel free to jump in and add them in towards the end and I'll answer them. But I'm going to go straight into the podcast for tonight. So welcome to another episode of the Project Hourglass podcast. And of course, my name is Sean and I am your host. Ladies, thank you for joining me for another episode. And tonight we're actually talking about how to lose XYZ. So we're looking at how to lose, you know, 10 kilos, how to get leaner, how to get more toned, and how actually eating more food is going to help you. Now, you might think that that's crazy because it doesn't make sense, right? Because when we start to look at what is out in the market and what people are telling you to do, they say eat less, move more. There's even that TikTok trend. If you eat less and you move more, you lose weight. If you eat less and you move more, you eat more protein, you'd gain more muscle and so forth and so forth. But right now, what I'm going to do is actually explain what this means. Because if you are someone who is eating less than 1,200 calories, if you're doing 3 times a week of running and cardio and not doing any strength training, and you're eating less than, you know, once again, like a five-year-old essentially, then this is the episode for you. If you're someone who is not training at this point in time, I'm going to drop some very interesting facts towards the end, because training is going to help you understand a little bit more about your food and your intake as well. But when it comes to getting leaner and toned, the first thing a lot of people do is start to reduce the amount of food that they eat. But here I'm actually going to say, let's start to actually increase the amount of food that you eat. And increasing your food is actually going to see so much more of a better result and return on investment, so to speak. And you start to feel better. Okay, you as an individual start to get better. Now, how many times have you started cutting out sugar, cutting out carbohydrates, cutting out rice, cutting out desserts, cutting out breakfast, and then you start to see all this weight come off, but then you feel guilty when you start to bring them back. You start to feel guilty, and then you start to feel like you're sacrificing your life because you had to do that just to lose 1 or 2 kilos, and you're like, oh, everything's great, then you gain back 5 or 6 afterwards. I've even had some people lose like 10 or 20 kilos doing those protocols, and I'm not going to lie, they do work, but then they gain back twice as much afterwards. The thing is, and this is a very interesting fact that maybe people may not know, if you lose a lot of weight through a diet, your tendency to actually gain it back is almost higher and faster too. And that's a metabolic thing as well. And they actually did that research on rats. So it's proven that it works. So I'm going to talk about how you can actually start to lose the weight as well, and also keep it off on the back end. So right now, I'm going to tell you a few facts that you can do to make sure you lose weight while eating up more food. And the first thing before we even go into that is understanding about calories. So everyone, we all know, understand what calories are. Calories are a magical way of counting how much food has energy, okay? So it's like money, so to speak. Every single day, your body requires X amount of budget to be able to maintain its function. We call that the BMR. I'm not going to get too sciencey on this, but you need to know that your daily amount fluctuates, or your requirements of your body fluctuates due due to different parts of your life. So from your different ages in your life, to how much muscle mass you have or lean muscle mass you have, to what your daily intake is in terms of how many steps you take and what how active you are. So we call this your requirement adjustment or a metabolic adaptation. So if you know what that means, that's good. When we start to understand what these foods require as well in terms of calories, is that we have to know. Sorry, I'm actually losing my train of thought here. How embarrassing. So we actually know that foods have a amount of calories. And so when we start to see 300 calories of food in one way and 300 calories of food on the other way, you can see different volume amounts as well. And so when you have different volume amounts, this is why we want you to eat more food. So take an example. Two Tim Tams or two chocolate cookies are going to cost you 300 calories. Fish, rice, and vegetables, and we're talking about like a good whole-based lunch, that's roughly 350 to 400 calories. So which one are you going to get more full of? So we're definitely going to get more full of things like fish, rice, and veggies versus two chocolate cookies. Now, so when we start to look at this as a whole thing now, when we mean by eating more food, we mean eating more nutritious food. And I like to coach this through to people who just don't have the capabilities of understanding what this means. And that's okay. We all have different stages of learning, but eventually you're going to have to get to a certain point that's not going to limit you and get you to your goal. And so when we start to understand that if you eat more vegetables, eat more fruit, eat more lean protein, eat less processed foods and more whole-based foods, this is what we mean by eating more. So if I had someone who is struggling to lose weight and I was like, okay, what can we do here? And especially if they're more on the heavier end or maybe just beginners, the first thing we would do is actually start to increase the amount of food that they intake. So for those of you listening, this is some very actionable things. Drinking 2.5 liters to 3 liters of water every single day is definitely a great way to do this. Another one is making sure you hit your fiber intake. And if you don't know what fiber is, that's more of the green vegetables that you eat throughout your day. And we're looking at fist sizes just like this. And if you eat somewhere between 3 to 4 fist sizes of vegetables, that's going to help you more with your digestion and also help you with fat loss too along the way. Now, we're just going to use those two things as examples because you still want to have your proteins and your carbohydrates and your fats too. I'm not saying deny yourself of those. But say, for example, you are someone who tends to snack a lot. Once you start to prioritize water, vegetables, and also the lean protein, because you're trying to keep that consistent over such a long time, bad habits tend to fall off because you're trying to mark something on your actual day-to-day, okay? So that's what we mean by eating more whole-based foods or more foods that's going to help you out. Now, at the earlier part of today's podcast, we were talking about what happens once you've gone through such a great amount of fat loss and then you go back into your lifestyle and you start to gain that weight back up again. This is where actually it's super important for you to understand that once you start to get towards the back end of a really restrictive diet, you're going to find yourself only losing X amount of weight, so very little amounts of weight. This is because your metabolism starts to adjust. So once you get down to like 1,500 calories, that eventually stops working. And like everything else, you actually go a little bit slow on the way down or a little bit low of calories on the way down. And then once that stops to work, you do even less calories. There's going to be a threshold or a point where you can't go any less than that because you're just not living life. And some people, unfortunately, try to live this highly restrictive lifestyle for like the rest of their lives. Like I'm eating 1,200 calories for the rest of my life because that's what actually got me there. And that's what actually causes a lot of damage. Yes, 1,200 calories got you there for that point in your time, but that point in your time where you're eating 1,200 calories is not going to be possible for you to live long-term. It's good to get you to where you are for that point in time, not good for long-term. So what do we do on the back end? This is where we start to introduce what we call eating more food, once again, hence the name of the podcast, but a reverse diet so we can start to make your metabolism actually faster along the way. And once you start to increase your metabolism, it starts to be able to go, okay, hey, look, my life is actually not looking all that great. I need to be able to eat more food if I'm going to thrive and actually start to use my body for what it needs. So if you're a lady out there and you got like kids, you got a busy job, you're also trying to train for triathlons or you're trying to get fit and lean as well, you do actually need fuel to be able to look after this. And how we do that is we start to reverse diet you. Now, I'm really proud to say that I have one client at the moment who's gone through this stage where fat loss was going really, really well, but we're looking at really low calories. And when we start to get to that lower calorie mark, it's obviously not realistic because we're only eating 2.5 meals and one of them is a protein shake. And so we need to change that lifestyle. So being able to adjust that for long term, we slowly start to progress her metabolism through increasing her food intake. And believe it or not, she's been actually been able to maintain her body shape, maintain her body weight, but she's also increased her calories from 1,200, and now we're pushing probably 1,700 calories. And that's an incredible amount. 1,200 calories, you're barely eating two meals. 1,700 calories, that still allows you to go out and still have fun foods every now and then and live like a normal person. So if you are someone out there who's struggling and not understanding what we're talking about here, that's completely fine. That could go over your head. That is full science talk right here. Sometimes you just want to be able to go, what do I need to eat? How much do I need to eat? And how do I get there? And progressively keep working through it. But here's the thing. You actually need to keep adherent to it. So if you're trying to think that you can do this by yourself, sure, you could try. But the thing is, you still need to make sure you actually calculate and do the job too. And sometimes it's just easier to be a soldier than trying to marshal up all the troops. You just want to get shit done. So you're going to follow the protocol and get it done every single time, week in, week out. And then you start to see yourself climb because now you're not looking after yourself, so to speak. You're following what needs to be done. And everyone actually thrives through that. And before the podcast, we were actually talking about accountability. And if you are able to do that, it's all good. Reading through what you said, I honestly think I'm doing it all wrong. Hey, look, and that was a live comment there. It can sound really confusing. And that's why, unless you want to study for the rest of your life like I've done on how to do this, it can be confusing. But it's absolutely no problem at all if you start to seek help. Once again, sometimes it's just easier to focus on what you need to do. I'm a personal trainer. I do this for a living. So I love looking at all these numbers as well. And once I start to work with someone who actually gets the stuff done, comes back week to week and communicating, and that's such an important part of it too, then we can start to go, how do we start to climb through? And one of the quotes I wrote myself today is, don't tell me how hard you work, show me how hard you work. And that was a quote to myself, might I add. But it's such a prominent thing that a lot of people don't actually realize that talking, yes, can get a really good point across, but unless the work gets done, nothing moves forward. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there for the time being. If you find that super, super useful, just drop me some fire emojis, leave me a comment. I appreciate that. Any sort of support means the world to me. And now if you want the top 6 secrets that I use to help ladies shape hourglass bodies, all you have to do is just DM me on Instagram. That would mean a lot to me and I'll send you a copy of that. And if you are on my Facebook lives, then just comment down or even click on the link on the post and you'll be able to see it. If you're listening to this on the Project Hourglass podcast on Apple Podcasts or anywhere where you listen to podcasts, I'd appreciate it if you could leave me a 5-star review. And don't forget, you also get access to the top 6 secrets that I use to help ladies shape hourglass bodies with a bonus secret at the end too. Absolutely for free, might I add. You just got to go to the description box and click on the link that says download this ebook for the free top 6 secrets that I use to shape hourglass bodies. Thank you, everyone. I got 5 out of 5 days for this week for going live. If you think that was cool, just let me know. I'd appreciate it. Once again, I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't think I was able to help at least one person out there. And that's all that matters, this one person. And I'm going to show up every single day, Monday to Friday, next week as well. Take care, everyone. Have a great weekend and keep building momentum.